This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Heavy fighting broke out today in the south of Iraq in the city of Basra. There, the Iraqi army took on one of the Shiite militias that control Basra, this one loyal to radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. There were similar clashes in Baghdad today and yesterday. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us now on the line from Baghdad. And Lourdes, tell us first what is going on in Basra.
Residents are calling this the heaviest fighting in Basra since the invasion, Renee. Iraqi army forces are going house to house. Mehdi army militia members are shooting rockets and rocket-propelled grenades in several neighborhoods. The Mehdi army has blown up a major Basra bridge. We've now heard from the leader of that militia, Muqtada al-Sadr, in a statement read in Najaf from one of his spokespeople. He called on Iraqis to stage sit-ins, and he now threatens a countrywide civil revolt if attacks do not stop on his forces. Now, police have imposed curfews in three Iraqi cities, Kut, where there's been fighting between the Mehdi army and the Iraqi security services this past week, Nasiriyah and Samawa, while these Basra fights continue.
What prompted this government offensive down there in Basra?
The Basra offensive was kicked off by a visit from Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki yesterday, where he basically announced that there would be a crackdown on the militias there. Basra has been a mess. I mean, there's very little coalition presence. It's been a place where criminal gangs, militias have had free run. They've infiltrated the security services. They've made it into a religiously conservative mini state where dozens of women have been murdered. A CBS reporter was kidnapped last month there too. And it's also an important city because that's where 80% of Iraqi oil comes from. So it's a rich prize that many different groups are fighting over.
And you've got fighting going on there in Baghdad as well.
Yes, we've just been hearing that there is fighting going on here. The headquarters of a rival political group from the Sadrists has been rocketed and hit with small arms fire in the vast Shiite slum of Sadr City, which is a Mehdi army stronghold. Police and army have been told to leave that area by Mehdi army members. They're out in force. They've been ordering schools and shops to shut. Sadr declared a ceasefire last August. He extended it in February. There's been no official announcement yet saying that the ceasefire is over. But many of his commanders for the past few months have been expressing a great deal of dissatisfaction with the ceasefire. They say that they've been targeted unfairly by U.S. and Iraqi forces. And so this situation is very, very tense right now, and it could really get much, much worse over the coming days.
Yeah, but, Lourdes, that ceasefire by the Mehdi army has been credited with partly bringing about the relative lowering of violence there in Iraq. So what does this mean for the wider security situation in the country?
Well, that's right. The surge is credited with working for three reasons. The ceasefire, more troops on the ground, which meant more security, and the fact that there were Sunni awakening groups, tribal paramilitaries that basically gutted the Sunni-led insurgency. So the surge is being reversed now. We're seeing this ceasefire fraying, and this could draw in the Sunni groups. I mean, all the players are still here. This is still a sort of frozen... All the players are still here, and so this action by the Sadr militia now could really exacerbate tensions and really could explode an already precarious situation.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro speaking from Baghdad. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.